most of the time just plain chairs, you know, wooden chairs with wood bottoms in them, maybe a rocking chair that's made out of the same stuff, and then I can't remember much about that. Of course, it changed. Tried to make them a little better along, but it went along.
What did you get your nails in? Did you buy nails?
Well, we never bought very many nails unless we was going to put a building up, or if we did, we called them nail keg. Mm-hmm. You buy as many, I think 100 pounds comes in a keg, I'm not sure. Putting up a building, maybe buy a keg of nails, just a little barrel.
What did your mother carry to close out the line in?
I don't remember. Yes, I do, too. We had these straight back chairs, just old-fashioned wood chair. She'd pile that thing full of clothes, throw it up under her arm, take it out there, and then that'd hold them up off of the ground, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Empty that chair out there.
That'd save, hey, getting something special just for carrying clothes in.
Yeah, and she used it all the time, I remember that. We used a washer. The only kind of washer you had back was the hand washer. And she'd heat her, in the summertime, heat her water out in the yard in a big black kettle and then put it in this washer, you know, and you had to work it by hand.
Did you generally do this on Monday or Tuesday?
Monday. Uh-huh. Monday was the worst day.
What would she call the dirty clothes that she has to do up?
She'd just call it washing. Uh-huh. She'd say she had a large washing or small washing.
You've given me a couple things here that aren't on the page that I was on. I'm going to find the right page. Make a note of the fact that I got them. That way I won't have to ask you again. Well, after the clothes are washed, pieces. She has to iron, would she call that batch of clothing any particular name?
Starch clothing, I suppose.
She'd have, concerning this batch of the starch clothing, she'd say,
do them separate. Yeah. She'd keep them separate.
Well, they say